Mike is sour. My good friend, Chairman Michael McDonald. Michael, let's go back. Let's get hot and bothered here. Let's get down deep. What's going on with this whole thing? I was there. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. People want to prosecute this woman for running phony charities.
It's an issue right now where, you know, they're literally. I think there's been some criminal acts that have taken place. I think they've taken money, and they're trying to cover it up. They're trying to run the clock out, do whatever they can. And you know, the Jesse Law and his board is suing to do that. Now, as far as the state party, we are recouping. We won our lawsuit at Humboldt County. We have submitted our motion to the judge to have it paid by her and her band of merry followers that brought this lawsuit, because it was a frivolous lawsuit. We saw based on nothing. They went against everything that Judge Johnson ruled, and you know that lawsuit that they, when they sued the state party, it was over and done before it ever got out the gate. So you know, we intend to recover the money. You know, obviously when you're doing this in a different county, you have travel expenses, you have expenses throughout. It's expensive, and our attorney does a great job. We're very proud of our attorney, but he's expensive, and I'm not going to let her just walk away without paying the share that she owes. Now, look, maybe she can afford it. She lives in a multi-million-dollar home. She has a plane. She flies around a plane. She has nice cars. So maybe she can afford it. God bless her. But at the end of the day, the working men and women of the Republican Party are not going to foot this bill. She's going to foot it because she's the one that she wants to cause so much division. She's going to answer for it.
Well, I just hope that we could get this thing rolling, because, I mean, we have a great opportunity here to turn this state into a Republican state. We could turn this state red again.
I think if you look at, and then the hard work everybody's been putting in, I think it's a great opportunity that we can take this day back. But again, you know, we have to be very cognizant of the people that are in the Republican Party. You know, the Democrats don't have this problem, you know, because Senator Reid's been very strong about this, and he built a Democrat Party that stands in line and works together. We never had that. We have Republicans that work with the Democrats that help get Democrats elected. And that's why they're called rhinos, Republican in name only. We've seen it time and time again that they do whatever they can to subvert the efforts of the Republican Party, Nevada Republican Party. And, you know, we had two county chairmen. We had one in Washoe and one in Clark that wanted to shrink it and keep their party small so they can stay in power. Well, just look at what's happened. Clark County is almost at 1,000 members right now. Jesse Law's only been in charge for, what, 2 months, 3 months?
Right.
And his board. So, I mean, the rate that they used to have, like, 75 people show up these meetings. They were a joke. Now, they're active. I mean, we have 800 people show up last meeting. It's just, you know, they're filling the entire, we were at the Ahern last meeting. They filled the entire ballroom out front, down below. Great event. You know, they were with the pizzeria, they were with the restaurant. Really, really good event. I think it's something where it's building on energy. It's also building on camaraderie. And the same thing happened in Washoe. You know, up in Washoe, you had a chairman that, you know, Mike Cadness, didn't want to shrink everything and be in control. And when the party started pushing back, you know, he immediately took his ball and went home and went away.
He resigned. Well, he resigned.
Yeah, he resigned. And he was going to get recalled, so he quit before he the night he was going to get recalled, he quit. So you started to see that was starting to take place, and they already have another couple hundred members up there. So he wanted to shrink that central committee. That was his plan, to shrink it and have meetings biannually. So they'd only have like 2 meetings a year. So to become a member, you'd have to, you know, you're years out before you can become a member. That's not Republicans. We're inclusive. That's the old guard. That's the old thinking. That's the old mindset of the smoke-filled rooms that guide you that. We're more aggressive. We want everybody to be involved. We want everybody to have a say. More importantly, we want people to help get elected. And that's an issue where I think this new leadership we have in Clark and Washoe, you're starting to see that. But we can never forget the people that have put us in this situation. You know, you have people that were very powerful for own agenda that helped elect, you know, the other side, helped Democrats. They literally helped Democrats get elected. And we can never forget that. If they get back involved, we need to call them out. We need to call out whoever they're with, whoever they're backing, and we need to put them on Front Street to make sure all Republicans know these are the people that have damaged the Republican Party. These people are more at fault for the way Nevada is going downhill than the other side, because they're Benedict Arnolds. That's what they are.
Well, hang on to your thought. I'm going to take another short break. I want to come bring you back. I want to continue talking this conversation. I want to know what your plans are and where do you see the state and the future candidates in the state of Nevada coming up in 22. My name is Pat Cassell. You're listening to Live and Local Now. We'll be right back after this.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, I just checked the traffic cams, and there is a crash on the northern beltway right now, 215 eastbound at Jones. That is consuming the left shoulder, so watch it as you work your way through the high-speed lane there. Also, steady flows through the resort area of the 15, you're averaging about 55 miles per hour. Southbound at Oakey, north at Spring Mountain. Major delays downtown, 515 east at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes available through the construction zone, and that's causing some backups there on that transition. Those who are merging from 15 north over to 515 east. And the Sloan Road on and off ramps are closed today until 4 p.m. for a spill cleanup.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders football just went through a small practice this morning. They'll have a walkthrough tomorrow before they get ready for their Thanksgiving Day game in Dallas against the Cowboys. Left guard John Simpson missing practice yesterday after he exited Sunday's game with an injury. If he's unable to play on Thursday, Jordan Simmons, who took over for him at left guard, would be expected to be the starter. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose in St. Louis yesterday 5-2, blowing a 2-0 lead. The Golden Knights get back at it tomorrow when they go to Nashville to match up against the Predators. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
It's possible because Staples Connect is celebrating Black Friday all week with big savings on the hottest holiday tech. Right now, save up to $250 on the latest PCs. Plus, Apple AirPods Pro are just $179. Explore all the great Black Friday tech deals at staplesconnect.com/Black Friday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 11/27, limit 2, in-store only. PC offer on select models.
Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything's 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop to sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. My name is Pat Cassell. This is Live and Local Now. We're joined by Michael McDonald, who's going to now give us some updates on what's going on with candidates and the future political situation here in Nevada for the state party of Republicans. Michael, It's all the floor is yours. Where are we going, buddy? I mean, how's it going? I know they're doing a lot of different sessions. They have recruiting classes. They have candidate classes every week, I guess.
Well, they've been great. Lita Benson, she's been teaching at school. We had a great turnout. We had people come down from the north, come down from Washoe last week. We had a last school. To get involved, it's really easy. You go to NevadaGOP.org. Nevada spelled out, GOP.org. There's all kinds of information there. If you're a candidate and you want to think about running, or if you have a friend of yours that wants to run and you want to help out, that the school is welcome for that too. A lot of great ideas. We use a lot of benefits. We have come in from the RNC. We have speakers that come in. Some of the major consultants in the state we've had some of the top consultants over the last two terms. They came out and taught a segment of it. So it's an issue where everybody has a part in the role. It's all informative. Come out, get involved. It's a way to start and get involved. Look, I wish I had that when I ran. I mean, we did everything wrong. I was, by the grace of God, I was elected to city council and then the mayor pro tem and then chairman of WCBA. But it was a lot of bumps and bruises. If I had someone that could teach the way like they did like this, it would have been a lot easier, because it's people that have made the mistakes, people that have seen it. It's a little bit easier to transition when you have the people that say, look, this is where you need to walk. This is how it's done. And you have the consultants in the room that you can pick from and work with, hire, not hire, but it's very informative.
What do you think next year brings? I mean, how red do we get in your prediction? I mean, I'm not going to hold it to you. I know, obviously, but based on what you're seeing, what's going on, what do you think happens in 22? I mean, especially with the redistricting, that should be interesting.
No, look, and you know what, Pat, you've seen it firsthand, which has been good, because, look, I think we're as red as we want to be, and I say that with a caveat, because, there are people that they have their own agenda. If people put down the whole, I don't like this person, I don't like that person, and actually get behind Republicans, we will win. A lot of people just will not vote Republicans because of one reason or another. Now, in the same respect, I'm telling you, don't vote for a rhino. I mean, I have no problem if people are going to say, look, I'm running, I'm not as conservative as, John Jones, but John Jones is running in a conservative district and you're not. But just be truthful to the people. Be truthful to constituents. Say, look, this is my game plan. This is what I intend to do when I'm in the legislature. And then once you're honest with people, it doesn't matter. I think that's where we get hurt, is when people run as conservatives and they go up there and they pass the largest tax hike in history, or they help, they help Senator Reid get elected, or, help Senator other people get elected. Anytime you have people that will stab their own party in the back, they basically have no integrity. They'll do whatever it takes for their own money, for their own benefit. If you're Republican, work for Republicans. And if you can't do it, then maybe you should switch parties. But I think we've seen what it brings when you have Democrats in charge. Look for right now what's happening. Look at the state of the city of Las Vegas. Just the city of Las Vegas. The Strip. What's happening down in Clark County. It's been horrible. The masks, the fights. And you start to see the mask mandates and the mandatory vaccines. People are getting upset. The people are quitting their jobs, they're losing their careers, but also what they're doing is that they're fighting for their children. This is a big issue with people that are involved in the school district to have to answer for this. And that's a major issue right now, Pat, is you're defending their children. They don't want their children to be vaccinated, have to be put through this thing. We don't know what's in this thing still. And as much as Dr. Fauci and the rest of them proclaim this is the greatest thing, I've had four friends in the last two months that have passed away that were both double vaxxed. They were double vaxxed, they had everything, and they still died from it. And they're in great shape.
Goes to show you. I mean, you know what? Maybe everything is not wrapped up in a shot and makes it work. We have a gubernatorial.
We just don't know, Pat.
No,
we
don't
know.
We don't really. We really have no clue. We have a big gubernatorial race coming up. We have 9 candidates. What's your take on all 9? I mean, is that a little overkill?
Yeah, but I think that also shows the passion for the Republican Party. There's so many people that want to get involved, that want to run, that truly want to. Most of the people are running in this governor's race are true believers. They believe that they can make a difference, and they want to work together. Hope it stays civil. I think they run on their merits. I think you're going to see a great governor's race. I think they're going to start throwing barbs. But if you could try to keep it clean. But notice that the Democrats, they don't have anybody. They don't have anybody running against Darren Ford. They don't have anybody running against Governor Sisolak. They don't have any. I mean, those, they line up. They do it right. Our side always has to fight, because a lot of our side are people that are working against us. Look, there's nothing wrong with we'll put your name on a ballot if you're legitimate. If you legitimately have an opportunity and you can raise the money, then go for it. You know, a good ground game, each candidate has their own strengths in this right now. Whether you're talking about Joe Lombardo, you're talking about Senator Heller, you're talking about Joey Gilbert, you know, you got a lot, you know, Shelf Yori in this thing. You got
Mayor
Nora.
The mayor.
Sorry about that, Gee. Sorry about that. You got Mayor John Lee. So, I mean, there's, and I know I'm forgetting somebody.
Michelle.
Businessman from Douglas. Simon, Mr. Simon.
Yeah.
Dr. Simon. So, I mean, and there's more, but I'm saying they all bring something strong into their own race. And that's the big part of it. But at the end of the day, it's a ground game and it's a money game. You have to have the money to run, and you also have to be able to get your message out there.
So what's your plan for Clark County now? What do you think is going to happen?
It's more of Jesse Law and his board. You guys, they've been really great about being involved. I think some of your listeners that listen to you and follow you and follow Kevin, they showed up the other night to the meeting. There are people that actively want to be involved. And I think with the leadership that Clark County has now, they're able to place them in roles that allow them to be involved. You know, the other place, they just give us a call, we'll get back to you, and they never called them back. You know, when we're doing First Fridays and we're having almost 200 people show up the First Friday, that's strong, because before they would block it. You know, Clark County would block it, never send our messages out, and we have, you know, small number of people show up. This shows the exact opposite. And I think once you have that, plus the knowledge we have working with the RNC and obviously the Trump campaign in the past, there's still a lot of players still involved in that. And the president's still actively involved. Our president, President Donald J. Trump, still actively involved. You start to see that there still is a large movement. There are people that are moving on, even out of different pockets. Look at the other night. They had a protest on the Strip. They had that. There was a protest at, I guess, Commissioner Segerbloom's house and the chairman of the school board. There are people who are frustrated. You know, when you start to see that start to happen, those are parents that are upset. Those aren't paid activists. They're not, you know, they're not paid Democratic operatives. Those are working class men and women that are upset. And I don't really agree on going to someone's house, but I think that's where they're at right now. That they've basically pushed them to the breaking point, and you're going to see more activism on the Republican side that we haven't seen ever.
I would agree with that 100%. I mean, you know, now that I'm the political director, I mean, we are growing. I mean, our goal is to get to 1,500, then to 2,000, et cetera. And what I found really interesting is the engagement by the population. They seem really engaged. They really seem excited to be there. I'm really, it's kind of exciting to be at these meetings and listen to these people talk, because they really want to be involved. And they also basically said, you know, we were excluded before. We weren't allowed to be members, and we weren't allowed to give our 2 cents. You know, it was like it was being run very autocratic. So let's put it that way. Authoritarian.
But I think what you saw, that's what Carrie Buck ran on. When she won by like 2 or 3 votes when she ran against, I think, Dave Crete or whoever. Eddie Hamilton, Dave Crete, and I forget who else it was, but she won by 2 or 3 votes.
That's scary in itself, actually.
But they only had like 100 people on the Zoom call, the Zoom club. Jesse Law, when he ran, there was over 200 that voted, another 300 in the audience. I mean, so that's the type of connection that this board is bringing. You guys are out there, you're working it, you're coming together, you're reaching out to the community. God bless you and Kevin Wall for letting us talk on the radio. That's what it takes. It's about getting people involved and getting them in a place where they can be active, where they can make phone calls, where they can knock doors, where they can be part of a movement that pushes back on what the governor's done to us and all the stuff that the other side, you know, the abortion of the laws, if you will, passing the mail-in ballots. It's just stuff like that that is so over the top, so one-sided. And you see it here in redistricting. That's one thing about it, is that they're just so blatant about it. They don't care what the people say. They don't work for the people. They do what they want to do, and they run it down your throats. And that's why I think Republicans now, and independents, Pat, you got a lot of independents listening to the show, they're tired of it. I mean, I get the phone calls. We're not switching parties. We want to be involved. We want to help. Sure. We want you involved.
I see that coming. I tell you what, I think that we're going to see a lot more Hispanic voters involved. I think the Hispanic are looking to engage and embrace the party. They don't like what they're seeing. I think the fact that we're turning our nation into a banana republic has got people waking up. I'll use the word the real woke nation is coming around. And I just want you to know I'm on the team. I want to see us succeed, and I want to thank you for your time. I apologize if I gave you the wrong phone number earlier. But Chairman McDonald, you're the man. I appreciate you very, very much.
Well, man, God bless you. God bless your listeners. And happy, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Nothing is, you know, tomorrow's never promised. So enjoy the day and give praise.
God bless you. Chairman, you know, this is unreal. This is the longest sitting chairman in the United States, not only in the state of Nevada history. Record fundraisers. There's not a lot of great things for the state. I know a lot of people want to throw a barbs, but listen, we're going to get it done. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. And joining me today to talk about some hurdles women face heading into retirement is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Now, Coach, do women have faced different challenges than men when it comes to retirement planning?
Well, Steve, I'm not a woman, so I don't really know about the different challenges.
Me neither, but I've heard say.
Yes, I have heard that. Well, here's what happens a lot of times is if you're married and the man is handling the finances and then he passes away as a spouse, you're in trouble because you haven't been keeping track, you haven't been paying attention. Now, all of a sudden, sharks appear in the water because they know that so-and-so passed away. They know that you're inherited the money, and they're going to show up and give you, quote-unquote, some help. And that's where a lot of mistakes are made because in times of emotion, we make emotional decisions, and that's not the smartest thing to do, especially in the money world. Mm-hmm. So what do? Well, we take a deep breath. I like, you know, and we can do this before, but I like to meet with husband and wife before something bad happens, and I only meet with one of you because the other one's not there anymore. So putting together a proper plan that you both agree on and both understand is very, very important. Even if you're not really paying attention to finances, if your spouse is going to a financial person to get some advice, you should be with them because you need to know what's going on. The worst thing to happen is you don't. Now, I do have the little green book of life, and it's 100 pages, interactive. You put information in about your financial situation. Therefore, if one of you is not there, the other one knows what's going on. I'm going to give that away here today, but I'm also going to give away 20 golden tickets to make sure you get your total retirement plan so you both understand what's going on in retirement. If you're a widow or widower too, I've got a special gift for you. So if it's already happened, come on in. We'll make sure you get a right plan. So, Steve, the next 20 people, there's a $1,000 value. I'm waiving that fee. Call right now. We'll get you taken care of.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This will be a short one. My name is Pat Gasol. Welcome back. And the next hour, we're going to talk about all the things we see on TV on healthcare. This is going to be Medicare. I'm going to talk about the 8 things to know when picking a Medicare plan. The Medicare's open enrollment is open season for scammers. We're going to go over that as well. We're going to talk about what telemedicine has become. We're also going to talk about how to crush medical debt. There's going to be 5 tips how to crush medical debt. That's what we're going to cover the next hour. But it's really interesting because everybody gets these commercials, and they're getting all the – if you become Medicare eligible, age 65, the mail just keeps flying in, and you don't know what to do. We're going to go over every reason why Medicare Advantage is not necessarily the right advantage. Everybody wants to buy something for free. They like it. But we're going to talk about why is it that the insurance companies are going to give – GIVE, give away dental, vision, hearing aids that they never covered before. Give away. When an insurance company starts giving away the farm, there's something wrong. We're going to go into that. We'll talk about where Medicare Advantage plans are cheaper for seniors in good health, but if you get sick, they may not be the best way to go. We'll talk about why Medicare supplements work best, but you got to pay for them. And there's a difference. Some people would prefer not to pay. We'll cover all those bases and more over the course of the next hour. I think this is going to be an interesting segment because everybody's getting these commercials. You got Joe Namath. You got everybody on TV. I mean, it's from J.J. Walker. It's amazing. Shatner. And let me tell you right now, you have until the 7th of December to decide on buying Medicare Advantage and enrolling into a prescription drug plan. That's true. But as far as everything else is concerned, if you're a Medicare supplement, you don't really have to do anything. But these Medicare Advantage plans sound really, really good. But are they as good as they say? We'll go over that. Supplemental plans usually get more expensive as you get older. That's true, but there's a way to get around that. I will teach you that as well. Not all Advantage plans are created equal. We'll go over that. It can be difficult switching to Medicare with supplemental insurance. Don't forget the nuclear option. We're going to go over all that stuff as we go to a break right now. We come back. That's what we're going to be talking about. And I hope you can join in and make some phone calls and ask your questions at 866-6700. That's 866-6700. My name is Pat Gasol. You're listening to Live and Local now.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the